AM 930 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke along with Craig Adams. It's the WEOL Morning Show.
People say I'm crazy.
October 9th. This would have been John Lennon's 75th birthday today, so a little bit of his music this morning.
Well, they give me all kinds of warnings to save me from ruin.
And you're in this morning, Tina. Tina Salyer from the Joint Vocational School, because tomorrow, October 10th, is your annual appreciation day.
It is, and it's going to be dry tomorrow.
You have it in bold on the release, rain or shine. And as I found out before, you've got like a million acres under roof, right?
10 acres under roof. So most of the activities inside tomorrow.
But nice weather, hopefully, for you tomorrow. It starts at what time tomorrow?
Well, the official event starts at 10 to 3, but we have a couple of pregame activities, for lack of a better word. We have a pancake breakfast at 8 a.m., 8 to 10:30, that our National Technical Honor Society students are going to put on for the community, $5 all you can eat. And we have a new event this year. We're calling it our first annual Family Fun Walk or Run. So it's a 1.25-mile leisurely walk around this gorgeous JVS campus that we have. We have a pond in the back that most people probably don't know about. And everybody who finishes gets free pancakes and a T-shirt. And I think we're hoping that it's a success. And we've got about 30 or 40 people signed up.
What's in the pond?
Oh, yeah. He and I were going to go
right to...
I'm not
aware of the pond either.
Well,
no, what's in the pond?
It's really a nice pond. They do stock it, but we don't really let people fish on it. We do things with the students.
I was going to say, is it part of your education?
Yeah, well, actually it is. I'm so glad you said that. So we have an environmental science class that's been out there around the pond pretty much since the beginning of the school year. And then at the end of the school year, we have a senior fun day, you know, for our graduating seniors. And we bring the guys in from North Ridgeville, the fishing guys, and we do a fishing derby with our students. Lots of times, none of them have ever had an opportunity to fish in their whole entire life. So that's always a big hit, too. Catch and release, but, you know, those fish keep it clean. So it's, you know, it's really a very nice pond.
So you've added this family fun walk or run kind of to get people moved around the campus to see maybe parts that they haven't gone to.
Right, right. And people, you know, it's all about being healthy and, you know, getting some exercise.
Now you also have things for seniors there, too, related.
Right. The annual Senior Living Fair that used to be at the Lorain County Fairgrounds has now become a part of our event. So the seniors are indoors. They're not having to walk too far to get to the buildings on the fairground. So I know they have over 50 vendors. They're offering a free lunch to seniors 60 and older. They have door prizes from all the vendors. So it's a big draw for senior citizens. They look forward to this every year.
What other things are happening? Obviously, as an appreciation, you give back to the community, but you also like to show off, you proudly show off what goes on there, too.
Sure. And I think a big part of it is just seeing how awesome our campus is and interacting with our students who will be there and our instructors. You know, it's kind of, you know, we don't consider this a recruitment event, but I think just seeing like what our personnel and what our students are like sells the JVS. So our collision repair students, you know, part of what they do is detailing cars. So they are doing a free car wash for anyone who would like to take advantage of it. We were going to do that last year, but we had it scheduled outside and the weather was not good. But this year we're doing it actually in the area where the students get their training. So if it's ridiculously cold or if it happens to rain, they're going to pull the cars right in the lap. Free car wash. So our culinary arts students are offering free samples of chocolate dipped strawberries. So that's cool. And our bakery is going to be open and they're going to be doing free samples as well. So showing off a little bit of what they do in their career technical programs as well.
Your cosmetology students are...
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. So we have not only a high school cosmetology program, but an adult cosmetology program. Students and instructors will be there in this gorgeous full-service salon that is kind of one of the best things going in Southern Lorain County. And they will be doing mini manicures, hand massages, and massages, you know, little neck and shoulder massages that day. And that come early for that one because they line up.
You know, you have so many different programs there, but I'm reminded that October is Manufacturing Month in Lorain County. Well, I guess statewide, but marked in Lorain County. And I'm guessing, too, there are lots of opportunities for students there with manufacturing, if they get that manufacturing background.
Absolutely. We have an academy devoted to that. It's called the Manufacturing Academy. Contains four different programs. Our Precision Machine Technology program is full this year in the high school. We also offer that as an adult program at night. Manufacturing's live and well in Lorain County. We have more job opportunities for students than we can fill. Our students visited Ridge Tool on October 2nd, the kickoff day, and on October 22nd, we will be bringing a panel of business and industry professionals in to talk to the students from the four different programs and our adult students to ask questions. And, you know, I was talking with Craig, I think, you know, everybody, you know, gets their car fixed, has their hair done, goes to the salon, but people don't realize that manufacturing has changed greatly over the course of the last 20 years. There are good jobs. There are clean shops. It is high tech. And it's a great opportunity for those students who choose it.
And the JVS, along with Lorain County Community College, are sort of the two feeders of those future employees in this county.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit more about the Appreciation Day. Again, this goes on tomorrow. It's from 10 until 3. Lots to do and probably more to do than you can do in that time frame. But it's obviously you pick the things you want to do and see. Like I could go look at the helicopter that you may.
I know. We still don't know what time that Life Flight is landing, but we have some cool things going on outside. Life Flight's going to be there. The Southern Lorain County Ambulance District's bringing an ambulance. The Wellington Fire Department is bringing their fire truck. We have this gorgeous Case IH Magnum tractor that is on loan to our industrial equipment mechanics program from Wellington Implement. It's if you've got a youngin that's interested in tractors and cars, lots to see outside, lots to climb up in. So those things are all very cool. And I have to plug my friends at First Federal Savings of Lorain, who have for the fourth straight year provided the funding necessary to do a free ice cream social. So we dipped over 500 sundaes last year, and we'll be doing that again. So that's just so nice of them. And there'll be representatives from the bank out to talk to people as well.
How about flu shots?
Oh, yeah, the Lorain County. There's so much. I'm almost forgetting.
You want the ice cream sundae? Extended
yeah.
Life
well,
with
know,
the flu shot.
Maybe it'll, you know, soften the blow of the flu shot.
Right.
Okay, so the Lorain County Health District is having a flu shot clinic on property that day from 10 to 3. So they're encouraging people to bring your insurance cards. So most insurances are accepted. Nobody will be turned away, however. So if you need your flu shot, and they're recommending you get it, you know, this year as every year. So
I'm curious about this one sentence. It says JVS program displays and presentations. JVS students will share some tricks of the trade.
Well, and that's a big credit to our construction trade students. Our plumbers, our heating and air guys, our electricians will be out. The electricians, for example, big on energy efficient light bulbs. So they'll be there to explain. They're passionate about that, to explain to the consumers, to the visitors, you know, why it's important to get those LED and high efficiency light bulbs. The heating and air guys, I think, talk about airflow and how to adjust your vents. Our allied health sciences students are going to be there talking about healthy hearts and what you can do, just information and what you can do to keep your heart healthy. So very, very cool to talk to the students about what they're learning and what they're passionate about.
It's interesting, too, once you get to the point where not only are they learning, they're sharing that information that reinforces and makes them more of a teacher than a student at that
Absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely. And another thing that I think is very much worth mentioning, because it's something also that we're really expanding, is now Lorain County JVS has programs for 9th and 10th graders as well. You know, our focus for many years has been on the 2-year career technical program in the 11th and 12th grade. But there's such a need in Lorain County to kind of get an earlier start, so to help kids figure out what they want to do. So our 9th and 10th grade instructors will be there talking about their program and highlighting some of the activities and things that the students do in those labs as well.
It all gets underway at 10 o'clock tomorrow, rain or shine. Or actually, the pancake breakfast starts at 8 o'clock.
Right? 8 o'clock so, for the pancake breakfast, see, 9 o'clock for the family fun run.
I'm interested to know what shape a National Technical Honor Society student would make the pancakes in. It seems like there'd be a little more scientific involvement in that.
Well, last year they were pink because it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so we had pink pancakes. Wow. So, I mean, there's a little science
there,
I think.
You have to warn me about that ahead of time before I get that on
the
plate.
Yeah, I think they did.
Craig, bring your own syrup, too, if you like to do that, too. Okay. Sometimes Craig likes to have his
maple
own
syrup.
Flask
yum,
of
yum.
Syrup as well. But that gets underway tomorrow. It's the Lorain County Joint Vocational School, their Appreciation Day. Tina Salyer from the JVS, thanks for stopping in this
morning.
Thank
you so much for having me.